start tonight with question sheet number one. We'll do it. We'll see. I don't know how long this will take, and we'll go through it. And I am trying something new. Ernie's got a mic, and there's another mic back there where Tyler's sitting. And if you answer, raise your hand, and then I'll make somebody get a mic to you so they can hear it. So we'll start here with number one. Whose genealogy is given in chapter one?
Jesus on Joseph's side.
It should be on, Ernie.
Jesus on Joseph's side.
I don't think it's working. If the numbers are showing there, it's on.
Jesus on Joseph's side.
Eat the microphone like this.
You almost like you're going to eat it.
What flavor
right there,
is this microphone?
This is up. Oh, damn. Yeah, that about right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Try it again?
Yes.
Jesus on Joseph's side?
That sounded good. We're trying to use microphones tonight. If someone would be watching, we'll see. Where if doing that, you'll be able to hear everything, the questions and the answers. So we'll see how it works out. So number two, find the names of three women in this genealogy. And there are more than three. So what are the three women? Anyone want to answer that? We'll get the mic to you. Anyone? Ernie, do you want to do it?
Ruth, Mary, Tamar, and Rahab.
Right. And there was a mention, doesn't give her name, but the wife of Uriah, which would have been Bathsheba. So someone could have said that as well. So that's question one. Number two. Number three, through whom does this genealogy go, Mary or Joseph? And that's probably pretty evident from the first answer.
Joseph,
yes. So it would be Joseph. And that's the difference from what other gospel? Do you remember which gospel has?
Luke.
Luke, right. Luke has the genealogy, but it goes through Mary. So the difference, you'll see a little difference in the two. Okay, number four. This is a little more complicated, and I'd say if I was grading this question would be worth more points. Pretty difficult question. The genealogy is divided into 3 14-generation sections. Name those three sections. They go from where to where. So that's number four. Anyone want to try that?
Abraham to David. To Jesus.
Right, Dave. You want to try that, Dave? The microphone. You want to try the microphone? Okay. Abraham to David, David to the deportation to Babylon, and deportation to Babylon to the time of Christ. Now, I wouldn't use that word deportation. That's why I thought that comes in with that new American Standard Bibles, why they're using that. Actually, I just say what? Slaves. They were taken out as slaves. And they were carried out, destroyed their city, and took them off as slaves. Number five, what was the relationship of Mary to Joseph when she became pregnant? Okay, and they used the word betrothed, I think. And betrothed, they said, if you decided not to marry the person, you had to go to court and get papers on that. So it was a big deal, even once you're betrothed. So this comes to something about this next few questions, comes to letting us know what kind of man Joseph was in the things that he did after this. So number five is betrothed or engaged, what we'd call it. But it was a little more than that in the Jewish religion. Number six, what does the scripture say about Joseph's spirituality? It's things that was, how would you describe him from what's written exactly in the scripture?
He was a righteous man.
Right. That's the very first thing, a righteous man. That's saying a lot. And then other things, I had a couple other things there. What he did, what did he do after he found out that she was pregnant with a child? And what was he going to do before the angel talked to him?
Put Mary away privately.
Say that again, Ernie.
Put Mary away privately.
Right. So he didn't want, you know, he wanted to make, he wasn't upset with that. He was just going to quietly get her away so she wouldn't be disgraced and her family wouldn't be disgraced over it. So it was secretly, I think, that new American Standard Bible puts secretly. Okay, so those main thing, righteous man. That's the type of stepfather that Jesus had, so that means a lot too. Everybody always brings up about Joseph, what happened to him. We just don't know. A lot of speculation of what happened later in the Bible. We never hear about him. Why wasn't he at the cross? Probably assume that they're right when they say he was dead. You'd think he would have been there probably. What did Joseph want to do with Mary? And that's, I've already answered that, really. Put her away secretly, number seven. And that, why would he want to do that? Well, it was to not to embarrass her or her family over that. I was thinking on this too, isn't that a big difference from today in our society? They don't look at it that way. And I got things in the family I could say. What made him decide not to do this?
An angel.
Yeah, so an angel came to Joseph, and that says something about Joseph himself there. The angel came to him. What did he do when he was told what to do? He did it. So he followed the angel's directions, no questions. What does the angel tell Joseph to name the child?
Jesus.
Right. And there's a very big verse to me. I'd never thought about that before. When we start talking about what are we called, Christians after Christ, Jesus was named that because of who? God's directions. He was told to call the child Jesus, which meant Savior, and that's the next question. I already answered that. What does this name mean, Savior? So that would be the beginning. If you start going through the scriptures on that, and you hear about the name that we're called, Christians, and then Christ says, I will build my church, it makes sense that he's going to continue to carry that name. And I listened to this sermon several times of a preacher in Texas preaching that, and his name of the sermon was, the church already has a name. So that was his point on that. He took all the verses out of the New Testament that had to do with having the name of Christian, Church of Christ, then went through the scriptures of, my mind went blank on that. I was trying to think of some of the scriptures on the name that's used for Christ. Like this, the bride of Christ. Well, it makes sense then if the church is the bride of Christ, it would be named after Christ. And the scripture on who are we baptized in, what authority? Christ's authority. So you start looking at all the scriptures, that's what name should be used. That was a special name from the beginning, Jesus, Savior. All of this fulfills what prophecy? And there's a couple here that you could use.
Isaiah 7, verse 14.
Right. Isaiah 7, 14, and that's Emmanuel, God with us, and then also Jeremiah 31, verse 15. That was another one. Okay, back page, number 12. who was king when Jesus was born? King Herod. And that was a family, and that was passed down usually through the family. And Herod was the one when he was born. Who are the Magi? And in other words, how would you describe a Magi, if they totally pronounced that way?
Wise men.
Wise men. Good. Yeah. Another thing they had there in the notes was priests, some type of priests. So that these were leaders, and they knew from the scriptures. It seemed like some of the Sanhedrin and the scribes and Pharisees at that time, the Old Testament scriptures, they should have known, but they didn't connect that with Jesus, and these men did. What was the reason the Magi came to worship Jesus? Why did they come? Right. And that was the star in the east, and they recognized all that, the prophecy. They knew the scripture, and they applied that. So that tells us something. Something important to that, too, is they came to worship him. And that's a very important point. So they recognized him right off as the Christ. Okay, the Old Testament passage predicted Jesus' birth to be in Bethlehem. So where is that found? And that would have been hundreds of years before he was born in Bethlehem. Okay, and there is another one that you could use. Yeah. Right. Isaiah and Micah. What did Herod ask the Magi to do? Right. Okay. So this is another, I think, through the dreams, these next things happened. So Herod wanted to know where he was. But the reason, what you probably have to think then is, why did he want to know where he was? And he said it was to worship him, but that wasn't true. Next question is just on that. What three things did the Magi do when they found Jesus? If you go look at that scripture, what did they do when they saw him? Right. No, that's a very strong point there. Fell down and worshiped him again. How did they worship him? They fell down. So both you could actually say that's two things there. Fell down and worshiped him and the gifts. Yeah, that would be your three things. Fell down in front of him, worshiped him, presented gifts. And their gifts were gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and they were all very expensive gifts. And that's where we get three wise men. That's not mentioned in the Bible. So it could have been more than three, but we know it was plural, so it was at least two. Somebody could have brought more than one gift, or maybe they bought the same type gifts. So that's where a lot of time I think that gets in with Hollywood. They do what they think would be best. What made them to go another way, go home another way, the Magi?
They were warned of God in a dream.
Right. Because of the dream, they were warned in by God.
God knew
what was going on and how it was going to be. Made sure Herod didn't get to do what he wanted. What did the angel tell Joseph to do? And why did he tell him that?
Take Mary, Jesus, and flee to Egypt, for King Herod seeks to kill the child.
Right.
Also, some of the providence of God, the wise men or magi, they came with gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which were expensive items that they probably lived on while they were in Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Never thought of that. Yeah. What did they do those things? They probably would, since they were very expensive. Some of those things, what would you need it for anyway? I think that frankincense and myrrh, some of those were used for embalming. So they may have sold that to someone. That's a possibility. How long did they stay in this place? Right, which makes sense. You're going to stay there until the baby's safe. That's just a horrible thing to think about, that all those young children from 2 years old down had to die because of Herod being a cruel man and scared of somebody else taking his power. And that's what power does to many people. It's not unusual. What did Herod do when he saw he had been tricked? This shows what kind of man Herod was. Yeah, a slaughter. Just slaughter of all the 2 years olds in the Bethlehem area. He was angry, enraged. He didn't get to kill him, and so he ends up trying to do it, hoping to hit the right child. What Old Testament prophecy was fulfilled here? And we've said this a couple times. Jeremiah again, 31:15. And people talk about, I've had people tell me this, oh, that's an old book. It didn't have anything to do with my life. Well, that old book prophesied several hundred years ahead of time all these things about Jesus being born in the area of Bethlehem. So, and things about Jesus, that's the miraculous part of all this in prophecy. As people prophesy things today and then they don't take place, and then people stay following them even though the prophecies prove false. What is this prophecy applied to? What's Jeremiah 31:15 talk about? Right, Jesus coming, and as well as what was going to take place with the Babylonian captivity and Jerusalem and those type of things. Who? Yeah, and he. Right, that was all through God. Jeremiah predicted all that, prophesied it. Okay, this next one was talking about Herod was in his family. Who replaced Herod? So, okay, and I'll try pronouncing that. I'm not sure it's right, but Archelaus. What city did Joseph finally reside in? Nazareth. And there's a couple scriptures on that. Does anyone have the scriptures where that was predicted in the Old Testament? Okay, on that, what I have is Judges chapter 13, verses 5 through 7, if you want to read that, and Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. Those are supposed to be referring to Christ living in Nazareth. And one of them has to do with what a word means. It doesn't directly say that I don't think that it would be a Nazarene, but one of the Hebrew words there, I think, was meant Nazareth. That's in the notes on that. Okay, I wanted to see how long this took, and we do have some time left. I was going to show this. I'll change on this where more is here. Don Blackwell has a short video about 13 minutes on the age of accountability and how to, for parents or grandparents, to try to decide when a child's old enough, when they're wanting to be baptized, and if they really understand what they're doing. And he has a couple questions on it, and I was thinking about showing that. I think what I'll do, since we are down in numbers tonight, just go back, and it'd be a good chance for us. I think we have enough time to read Matthew chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, and chapter 4, we'll see. And that way, next week, chapter 3, and be in it for a good while. So maybe that's what we'll do right now. I'll save that for some later time. It's about 13 minutes. and it's good for parents and grandparents, I thought. That's one of the things I would try to do with a child. I think a child should know the process of becoming a scripture, becoming a Christian, the five steps on that. And then, he asked this question, I'll let you know ahead of time on that. If he names three people, the child's known. If you're in a car accident with them and everyone's killed, who would go to heaven? And what they're getting at is what that child is thinking in their mind. Well, I'm not baptized yet. I won't get to go to heaven. If they can think that deeply, then they should be understanding it enough. And that's the same way with me. If they could tell me that they something like I want to please God, and if I don't please God, I would go to hell and wouldn't get to go to heaven. That's deep understanding on that. You know, he brings those things out. But it is a time that you have to really think about and discern how old you would be. And I don't think you can't pick a age out on that, because all children are different. That might range from pretty young, 7, 8 years old, up to maybe early teens. So it's just, you know, it has to be done by the individual. Yeah, that's the other thing to do. Yeah. Well, watching dementia. Is it a person with dementia responsible for all the things they're doing, saying? And no, they're not. They don't know. And just around it, you can tell they don't know. So only God knows that. So that's one of the hardest things to see, I think, that dementia. It is something else. I think they're going to find more out about that. We're getting more of it than ever. Maybe it's because we're living a little longer than ever, but hopefully someday they'll know more about that. All right, if you will, turn to Matthew chapter 1, and I'm going to get my iPad. It's bigger print. Ernie, you've got the mic. How about you want to start with chapter 1?
How about we do chapter
2? Okay, I can trade with you. I'll read one of them. You want 2? I won't either. I'll do the best I can on it. But getting all those right, I don't know. We'll see. The book of generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob begat Judah and his brethren, and Judah begat Perez and Zerah of Tamar, and Perez begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram, and Ram begat Abimadab, and Abimadab begat Nahshon, and Nahshon begat Solomon, and Solomon begat Boaz, Boaz of Rahab, those two, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king, and David begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah. Notice how I said that. And Solomon begat Rehoboam, that's one hard to get out, Rehoboam. And Rehoboam begat Abijah, and Abijah begat Asa, and Asa begat Jehoshaphat, And Jehoshaphat begat Joram, and Joram begat Uzziah, and Uzziah begat Jotham, and Jotham begat Ahaz, and Ahaz begat Hezekiah, and Hezekiah begat Manasseh, and Manasseh begat Amon, and Amon begat Josiah, and Josiah begat Jeconiah and his brethren at the time of the carrying away to Babylon. Okay, there's the division there, verse 12. And after carrying away to Babylon, Jeconiah begat Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begat Jerubbabel. I'd always liked that name, Jerubbabel. I don't think I'd be want named it, but Jerubbabel comes off the tongue good. Jerubbabel begat Abiad, and Abiad begat Eliakim, and Eliakim begat Azor, and Azor begat Sodok, and Sodok begat Acham, and Acham begat Elud, and Elud begat Elazar, and Elazar begat Matan, and Matan begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, whom is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham unto David are 14 generations, and from David unto carrying away to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the carrying away to Babylon unto the Christ, 14 generations. So Matthew had a plan in doing this. He set these up with 14 different generations and so that it would be easier to remember. I'm not sure that would be very easy to memorize all those and have those down. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise: when his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit, and Joseph, being a righteous man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. And when he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for it is he that shall save his people from their sins. Now all this is come to pass, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is, being interpreted, God with us. And Joseph arose from his sleep, and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till he had brought forth a son, and he called his name Jesus. So that's reading of chapter 1. On whatever I did to some of the names, I'm sure some of those weren't as close as they should have been. So chapter 2, Ernie.
Now after Jesus,
sorry.
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him." Then Herod the king heard this; he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes and of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the rulers of Judea, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Then they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Now when they had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." Then he arose, took the young child and his mother by night, and departed for Egypt, and when they were and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all the districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled that was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "A voice was heard in Ram, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because they were no more." Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead." Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and they came into the land of Israel. When they heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judah instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in the city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, "He shall be called a Nazarite."
Okay. Thank you, Ernie. I don't think we'll have time to read three, so try to read that at least, and even four if you can, before next time. Chapter 3, we'll be in 2.
Good to see everyone. First song will be "God Shall Wipe Away All Tears." Jared's got to control it tonight because this thing's down. After this song, we'll have an opening prayer. When we reach that home and lay our burdens down, God shall wipe away all tears. When we join the saints and wear a Roman crown, God shall wipe away all tears. God shall wipe away all the tears from every eye. Give us joy for all our fears.
Please stand if you're able. Our Heavenly Father, we come thanking Thee tonight for another day of life and the many blessings You've bestowed upon us this day. We pray, Father, the things that we do here in worship to Thee will be well-pleasing in Your sight and according to Your word and truth. We pray now for the many that are suffering on the list that we have of illnesses and problems that they're facing, that You would be with those suffering at this time and meet their needs as You know best, and help us to have a mind and a heart to also help when we can. We pray, Father, that You'd forgive us of our sins, that we would recognize them, repent of them, and to grow steadily and be better servants for Thee in the future. We pray that those that are here tonight, we might be able to apply those things we learned from Your word and be able to teach others, Father, about Your truth, and then encourage them to read the word of God and to be willing to live by it and become a child of God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I got an invitation. You may be seated. Jim, I've got an invitation, don't I?
I don't know. That's really important. Where's the invitation? You know, Tom?
Going to the book of Matthew about Jesus when He was a baby and born, and all the. He went through problems when He was a little baby. They had to take Him to Egypt to get Him away from a wicked king. So His days started out very little, didn't they? Clear through His 32 years on earth, He went through so much for us. Went hungry a lot of times in temptation, beaten and on the cross, and all for us because of our sins, not His. If there's anyone here tonight who needs to be baptized, I think everyone here is okay in that. If you need prayers or anything, we're here to help. We're as Christians need to help each other in this world. If there's anything you need, please come. Together we'll stand. There's a great day coming. There's a great day coming, a great day coming. There's a great day coming by and by, when the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? There's a bright day coming, a bright day coming. There's a bright day coming by and by, but its brightness shall only come to them that love the Lord. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? There's a sad day coming, a sad day coming. There's a sad day coming by and by, when the sinner shall hear his doom depart. I know ye not. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Now have our now.
Sunday. Remember the sign-up sheet in the foyer for the Friday night sing coming up. It'll be two nights from the or two more. The second Friday from now be the Saturday night sing. Remember all those folks on the prayer list. Also remember the Allen family, Jared's uncle, Stanley. He passed away. There will be no calling hours or anything for Stanley, but remember that family, their time of loss. Is there anything that should be announced that I don't know? Betty Onis, she went today and had x-rays done to her shoulder. There was no broken bones, but they want her to do an MRI. But she said, if nothing broke in her, I don't need no MRI, so I don't think she's going to get an MRI. But they think she'll probably heal fine, but keep Betty in your prayers. Anything else? They keep Brickhouse family that lost of Steve. Anything else?
This side is the women's devotional on the phone, 8:30 to 9:30.
Okay. Women's on the phone from 8:00 to 9:30. 8:30 to 9:30. Anything else? If not, let's go to God in prayer. Dear Lord, we humbly come before you. We thank this opportunity we've had this evening to study your word, hear your word proclaimed, sing songs to praise to thee. Dear Lord, we ask you to be with all those who are mentioned here tonight, been sick and afflicted, with all so many of our number have been ill. Comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Help us be better Christians, better examples. Dear Lord, please forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.